The LifeSpring family of podcasts is brought to you in part by AMD Live. AMD Live brings digital entertainment to life. Hey everybody, it's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show with Steve Webb. Bonus edition. You know, it's been 40 years since the Monterey International Pop Festival launched the world into the Summer of Love, and this anniversary seems to be the one that is proving to be commemorative. Over those 3 days, June 16, 17, and 18, in Monterey, California, amazing performances helped to launch the careers of Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Canned Heat, who you hear now, and many others. Of course, with the RIAA, I can't play all of this stuff, but I've got some great music that is available. Let's listen to The Who. The complete cuts that I'm playing for you today were recorded live at the Monterey International Pop Festival, and that happens to be one. Do you suppose maybe those guys just might have been on drugs when they did that one? It's mightly possible, yes. Yeah, it's more than likely. Mightly possible? I don't know. I'm not on drugs, I promise. So that's The Who. Who would have thought that 40 years later, some of their music would be the theme music for the most popular shows on television? Do you watch the CSI TV shows on CBS? Yeah, all those start with The Who, different cuts. Of course, one company that was not around back then was AMD. There were no personal computers back then. But I'm so thankful that AMD sponsors the LifeSpring family of podcasts, and I just want to point you over to the show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com and click on that link over there. Follow that link. You can find out that there are some fantastic systems that AMD has great chips for, and there's a lot of great free software there as well. So check that out. Thanks, AMD, for sponsoring the LifeSpring family of podcasts. Now, there were so many great acts there at the Monterey International Pop Festival. Some of them were not as extreme as what you just heard. We had the Association with Cherish. Cherish, kind of music that moms and dads like to hear their kids listen to.
People say I'm the life of the party.
And you had Johnny Rivers.
I tell a joke or two. Although I may be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue.
Nice and innocent type music, but you also had some real grooving music. Booker T and the MGs. This is one of my favorite cuts of all time. It's called Green Onion. But of course, this was the 60s, and that was a troubled time. And this song from the Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth, really spoke to that. This is recorded live at Monterey Pop Festival.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Come on, Evan. There's a man with a gun nowhere telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody wrong. When people speak in their mind, resistance from behind. We got to stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat down there. A thousand people in the street singing songs and the carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. Now we got to stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes into your life, it will be. When you're always afraid, step out of line, the man come on and take you away. You got to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Oh, oh, you got to stop, look around.
There you go, Buffalo Springfield. Lead singer on that particular song was Stephen Stills, whom I have seen in concert with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. There were a couple of different members of Buffalo Springfield who later went on to found Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And Stephen Stills was one of my favorites. And that song really came to symbolize the unrest of the generation. Now, you had political unrest, but you also had personal unrest and personal searching. And that was very clearly shown in a lot of Simon and Garfunkel's music.
Freshly fallen, silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an island.
That particular cut is from my own vinyl album right here in my own home. But Simon and Garfunkel were there as well. Now, all the music that I'm playing today, all of these acts were at the Monterey International Pop Festival, including the great Otis Redding.
It's been a real groovy day and a great evening, and here, let's bring on with a big hand, Mr. Otis Redding.
Thank you, Otis. Now, Otis was only 26 years old when he died. He died in a car in a plane crash a scant 6 months after that particular track was recorded at Monterey. Of course, his best-known song is Dock of the Bay, which was released after his death. Now, the summer that this was happening, 1967, I was turning 13 years old, and I was only a few miles away from this festival when it happened. I wasn't aware of it at the time, but now as I look back at when it was and when I was up there, I was there. Now, my parents, being very naive, middle American, white class American, WASPs, I guess you might say, my dad was a bricklayer, and he had a job up in Sausalito, which was not far from Monterey. He took me up there to help him on the job. I used to stack the bricks for him and mix the cement, things like that. And so one of the weekends during the job that we were up there, we went into San Francisco. We went to the Haight-Ashbury district, and we saw all the hippie vans and, all the paraphernalia that went along with the whole hippie subculture. It's funny, one thing that my parents did is they bought me a copy of the Free Press newspaper, and that's when the Free Press was, it was just a really counterculture newspaper. My parents didn't know that that's what it was, but I remember that there was an article in there about how to know if you have gonorrhea. When my parents saw that, they took it away from me. I didn't understand what it was at 13. Back then, 13-year-olds were much more innocent than they are now, for the most part. But we have a lot of pictures that we took of all the hippies and their vans, and just it was an incredible experience. I remember driving by an airport. And there was a one of the buildings in this airport, somebody had put up a poster that said Fly LSD, and that pretty much said what that whole time period was about. That was several years before I came to become a follower of Christ, and this was the beginning of my immersion into this whole hippie movement. Now, a couple of other great acts were there was...
The rooms were so much colder than...
Yeah, Eric Burdon and the Animals. Back then, they were not called Eric Burdon and the Animals. It was just the Animals.
Very hard when I was young.
And of course... Hendrix.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
This was the place where Hendrix got national or international recognition, was at this festival. That's where it all happened for Jimmy. But now, I think the songs that sort of really personify the whole hippie era were the next two cuts that I've got for you.
If you're going to San Francisco,
that's Scott McKenzie. And the Byrds, of course. Now, I'm sure by now most everybody knows that that song was taken from the book of Ecclesiastes. And at least one of the members of the band, the Byrds, has since gone on to become a believer. So that's a good thing. Now, there are two female voices that really kind of speak the 60s. The first one would happen to be this one.
Down by a window, just looking out. Down by my window, just looking out.
Of course, that's Janis Joplin, and that's what you're saying. Oh, that's Janis. Well, yeah, that's Janis singing. But back then, they were actually known as Big Brother and the Holding Company. Big Brother started before Janis joined, but it wasn't until Janis joined the group that they really just took off. But this other one, this one certainly is the 60s as well.
I'd like to introduce a perfect example of what the world's coming to. It's Jefferson Airplanes in France.
Somebody to love, you better find somebody.
There you go. A look back at the Monterey International Pop Festival. Those cutoffs, by the way, are not my fault. That's how the cuts are. They just cut them off. So anyway, thank you for joining me today. This has been a lot of fun. Of course, I'll have another show for you, well, late tomorrow or early Saturday morning, because that's the time that the normal weekend music show comes out. But until then, my name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.